Intro drums in drum and bass are basically a promise. You're telling the listener, this groove is coming, without handing them the full payoff too early. In this lesson, you're going to build an intro drum section in Ableton Live that teases your main break using the exact same DNA as the drop but masked, filtered, fragmented, held back on purpose. By the end, you'll have either a 16-bar intro, which is super common and gets to the point, or a 32-bar intro if you want it extra DJ-friendly. And the big win is this: when bar 17 hits, the drop feels inevitable, and it feels bigger without you needing to crank the volume. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass zone, 170 to 175 BPM. I like 174 as a default. Now jump into arrangement view, because this is an arrangement lesson. Drop in a locator at bar 1 for your intro start, and another at bar 17 for the drop. If you want an optional second phrase point, put one at bar 33. Even just having those markers instantly makes your decisions clearer. Now here's the key mindset: you need the truth first. Meaning, you need the real drop drums first, even if they're rough. Because the intro tease is going to be a disguised version of the real thing. So choose your main drum foundation. Option A is using a classic break loop. Drag a break into an audio track. Turn warp on, set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to 1/16 so it holds the rhythm in a break-friendly way. If it gets too clicky, pull the transient envelope down a bit. We're not trying to turn it into a woodpecker. Option B is building a modern programmed groove in a drum rack. Write a basic two-step, kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Add hats with steady 1/16s, or swung 1/8s if you want more bounce. Once your drop drum idea is in place, do one thing that will save you a ton of time: consolidate it. In arrangement, highlight the drop drum region and hit CMD or Ctrl J. Now it's one clean clip you can duplicate and mess with without losing the original. Now we do the non-destructive move that makes this whole workflow easy. Duplicate that drop drum clip or track to a new track, and name it something obvious like intro drum tease. Drag that duplicated clip so it lives in bars 1 through 17. And this is important. To make a good tease, you're mostly removing information, not adding. Tension comes from controlled restraint. Now let's do the core technique. This is the tease recipe: filter, mute, fragment. First, filtering. On your intro drum tease track, drop on auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass, LP 24. Start the cutoff low, around 250 to 500 Hz. That's going to hide the brightness and a lot of the snap. Then by the end of bar 16, you want it opening up towards something like 6 to 10 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. Just a little. Too much resonance and you get that whistling filter scream, which is not the vibe unless you want it. Now hit it to show automation and draw a gradual filter opening from bar 1 to bar 16. You want the listener to feel like the drum break is walking toward them over time. Quick coach note here: beginners often do one long filter sweep and think that's the whole tease. It's not. The filter sweep is the backdrop. The magic is micro contrast. Every 2 bars, add or remove something small. Every 4 bars, make a more noticeable change. That's what makes an intro feel intentional instead of copy-paste with a filter. Second, muting the obvious hits. In drum and bass, the snare on 2 and 4 is basically the drop indicator. If that snare is loud and clear in bar 1, your drop instantly shrinks. So for the first 8 bars, mute the main snare hits or replace them with ghosts. You still want clues, hats, a bit of shuffle, maybe a quiet kick tail, a little room noise. Identity without impact. That's the phrase, identity versus impact. If your drums are MIDI, this is easy. Delete the big snare hits or drop their velocities way down. If it's audio, use clip gain automation to pull down those snare transients or slice the break so you can choose pieces. Which brings us to the third part, fragmenting. If you're working with an audio break, right-click it and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing, because that's perfect for breaks. Ableton will turn the break into a drum rack full of slices. Now write a tease pattern in MIDI, and here's your rule: only use pieces that imply the groove without giving the groove away. Hat slices are your best friend. Tiny snare ghost slices at low velocity are great. And maybe one kick hint every couple bars. But avoid the full snare crack on 2 and 4 until you're close to the drop. Think of it like letting the listener recognize the drummer without hearing the whole drum solo. And another coach fix: slicing breaks can accidentally destroy the pocket. If your pattern starts to feel random, do this. Keep one consistent closed hat slice repeating, even quietly, as an anchor. Then only add one extra slice type per 4 bars. Don't throw and kick hints and ghost snares and rides and fills all at once. You'll lose the groove. Now we're going to add momentum the easy way. The hat ramp. Create a separate track called Intro Hats. This can be a drum rock with a closed hat, maybe a shaker, maybe a ride later. For a clean 16-bar ramp, try this. Bars 1 to 4, 1/8 closed hats. Keep them understated. Bars 5 to 8, switch to 1/16 closed hats, but use lower velocity, so it feels like a lift in motion, not a lift in loudness. Bars 9 to 12, add a shuffle hat or a light ride layer, slightly louder than before. Bars 13 to 16, add occasional open hat hits, like on the end leading into where the snare would land, so it starts to feel like the drop is approaching. Process these hats with a simple, safe chain. EQ8 first, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz to keep the low mids out of your intro. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz. Then you can add a tiny bit of saturation, like Ableton Saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Finally, utility to widen the hats a bit, like 120 to 150%. Keep the low-end mono elsewhere. We're widening only the light stuff. Now let's foreshadow the drop with a ghost snare. Create a track called Ghost Snare. Use either a snare sample, or even better, duplicate your real drop snare and process it into a hint layer. That way the intro foreshadows your actual snare character, not some random snare. Put the ghost snare on 2 and 4, but make it subtle early. Then process it so it sounds like it's coming from the next room. EQ8, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz so it's not chunky. If it honks, dip a bit around 1 to 2 kHz. Add reverb with a medium decay, say 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and keep the dry slash wet in the 15 to 35% zone. Then put an auto filter low pass on it, maybe 2 to 5 kHz early, opening later. Here's a storytelling trick that works insanely well. Automate distance. Early on, more reverb and more filtering, like it's far away. As you approach bar 16, reduce the reverb a bit and open the filter, like it's physically walking toward the listener. It's such a simple automation idea, but it makes the intro feel like it's moving forward. Now we design the moment of reveal at the drop, because contrast is king. At bar 17, you want the listener to feel more high-end, more transient punch, less wash, and full groove clarity. That means the intro version needs to get out of the way. So right at bar 17, do a few practical moves. Disable the auto filter on the intro tease track, or snap it fully open if you want it to keep running but no longer hiding highs. Reduce any heavy intro reverb returns. Reverb is great for distance, but it reduces punch. Punch belongs to the drop. And then bring in your real drop drum track at full strength. Now add one classic trick right before bar 17. A tiny gap or fill. Try removing the kick for the last half beat, leaving hats and a reverb tail hanging, then slam into the drop. Or do a quick snare roll in the last bar. Start at 1/16 notes and tighten to 1/32 right before the downbeat, with a velocity ramp so it feels like it's accelerating. If you want a gritty jungle vibe, you can lightly add redux or a touch more saturation to that fill, but keep it controlled. The point is energy, not chaos. Now let's glue the intro together so it feels like one unit, not three random tracks. Select your intro-related drum tracks and group them. Name the group Intro Drum Bus. On the bus, do gentle processing. EQ8, high pass at 20 to 30 Hz just a clean sub-rumble. Then glue compressor with a light touch, ratio 2:1. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then a saturator with 1 to 2 dB drive and soft clip-on. And here's an easy automation win. Slowly raise the intro drum bus volume by about 0.5 dB to maybe 1.5 dB over the 16 bars. Tiny move, big perceived energy. Or automate the saturator drive slightly upward. Small moves, always small moves. Let's talk arrangement, because structure makes this feel professional. A simple, clean template goes like this. Bars 1 to 4, hats plus filtered break fragments. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the ghost snare and maybe one kick hint. Bars 9 to 12, more break slices, still filtered, still restrained. Bars 13 to 16, filter opens more, ghost snare gets a bit louder or closer, and you hint a fill. Bars 17, full break, full drums, full clarity. If you want more jungle tension, go even more minimal early. Bars 1 to 8, only break hats and room noise slices. Bars 9 to 12, ghost snare, reverb heavy. Bars 13 to 15, one real recognizable hit every couple bars, like a signature slice. Bars 16, roll or fill, Bar 17, full break drop. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes so you can avoid them immediately. Don't give away the full snare too early. That's the biggest one. Don't do a static low pass with no movement. Automate it. Don't drown fast hats in huge reverb. It turns to wash and your groove loses definition. Don't let the intro be as bright and punchy as the drop, because then the drop has nowhere to go. And don't ignore the pocket. Random slices aren't a tease. They're just confusing. One more practical DJ-aware check. Solo your intro drums and imagine them playing under another track in a mix. If you have heavy low mids around 200 to 500 HC, you're going to clash with whatever track is being mixed into you. Thin the intro a bit. Save the weight for the drop. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice exercise you can repeat on any track. Take any drop drum loop or your own pattern. Duplicate it for the intro. Do only 3 moves. Auto-filter LP24 from about 300 HC to 8K HC over 16 bars. Mute the main snare for bars 1 to 8, then bring it in quietly for bars 9 to 16. Add a hat ramp, 1/8 hats early, then 1/16 hats halfway through. Then add a half bar fill at bar 16. Export just the intro and the drop and listen back. Ask yourself, does the drop feel obviously cleaner and bigger? If not, reduce the intro brightness or pull back snare presence even more. Remember, you're building anticipation, not starting the party early. Recap to lock it in. Build the real drop drums first, then duplicate them to create the intro tease. The tease is made by filtering, muting, and fragmenting the same elements, so it has the groove's identity without the full impact. Use hat ramps and ghost snares plus automation to build energy in stages. And make sure the drop has contrast, less wash, more transience, brighter top end, full groove clarity. If you tell me whether you're going for roller, jump up, jungle, or neuro, and whether your main drums are more two-step or amen style, I can suggest a concrete 16-bar bar-by-bar tease pattern, including which exact signature slice to reveal around bar 9 without spoiling the drop.